They also mention the Mastaf. And the Mastaf, all this is kind of new music, background music. It's a red herring, to be honest with you.
Do you believe Tom Burke's statement?
I told you what is reasonable. I mean, how many ways is it possible to explain this? That being sincerely and devotedly committed to this particular cause, to prepare to fight for it, could be damn fools if they didn't do the simpler work. The formal reasons for the execution were what we discussed. The other things, I think that they're interesting. Obviously, people can go on and on without the will, perhaps, I don't know, around here, perhaps. In a way, you see, this whole argument is a sort of a 5-minute argument. It's an open shut case as to what they did, and in terms of the reasons for them being shot, there's no disagreement about it.
In prison, one of your letters to me, you mentioned that they were guilty of helping the Black and Tan terror campaign. In what respect?
They were on the side, when they engaged, you have two opposing military forces, the forces of the Irish government and the forces which were seeking to overthrow it by violence and by assassinations and by hostage taking and by shooting up football crowds and so on and so on and so on. You had this. When they got into a fight, one side was because they were on the other side. How better could you possibly help the Crown forces by actually taking up arms on their behalf?
In terms of the spying allegations, you say they would have been damn fools not to spy. What evidence do you have that they were spying?
When I said they'd be damn fools not to spy, that's all I'm saying. I'm saying it's not, as far as I'm concerned, it's simply not an interesting issue. I mean, I suppose you could say that the various things that happened. You see, we can operate at the level, let's say, of proof in terms of what the appointed authorities on either side, what findings they came to and what they've left to us. Now, people take endless pleasure in speculation, you know, about history and so on. So if you want to join them in that. In the case of the rows, this sectarian squabbling over the Mastaf, they fell a tree. They knocked down a tree, then they bred excrement on styles, and these are family groups when going to Sunday service. Then they pull guns on them. Just think about it. These women and children in their Sunday best, they threaten them. And of course, you see, the IRA then have to restore order in some way. So they definitely make them back off. Those two guys, Hohen and Dillon, are arrested the following day. But what happened? I would assume that the persons positively identify Horan and Dillon, that they came up here and warned us off with guns. We stand over that, you see, and we know where they live. You know, this is the kind of thing. I mean, that's speculation, you see.
So we either speculate
about it. I believe if they had the bottle to actually get out and fight for their beliefs, for which they paid the price, as the people around here said, that they brought it on themselves, they paid the price for it. Tragic, of course, but that was it. They fought for it. Why would they not do anything else that was required? I mean, there's just lots of stuff. But you're asking me to get into... There was no court of inquiry about spying. There was no court of inquiry about MassPass. There was no... What can we do then except take on board what is consistently spoken about? And there's a consistency in it. You see, on the other side, you see, there isn't a consistency. Like in William Pearson's deposition, it's so full of flagrant lies that the credibility, and of course the same applies, for instance, to J.F. Pearson's letter and the stuff that's coming through to us on the Stanley side, the misrepresentation of what happened in terms of these so self-contradictory and so, what did William Pearson say? He said 500 men came to the yard, that he had gone to Prinkle that morning to get help. In fact, when everyone else said, he went to Monmelic to a religious meeting, the annual convention. He said his daughter was fired at and she lost a chunk of her hair. It's a convenient thing to lose, you know, if you were to say it in 1929, you didn't say that they blew her hand off, you know, if anyone could look. No one fired at any of the daughters, because if they had, it would have come out of the inquiry. It would have been said at the time, you see, because the Dublin Castle propaganda statement would have built it up to the nth degree, you see. So, William Pearson, these contradictions on that side. So what we're trying to do here is trying to assess the various kinds of things which can't be verified by formal, let's say, like a military inquiry or the IRA reports to the government. You know, when those things agree, then we know you're on pretty firm ground. If it's best, you're not, obviously. There's no point in sort of beating the air and demanding that, give me the evidence, give me the evidence. Do you want a video of it or what?
What I'm saying is that
in terms of this kind of mood music that's coming down from two sides, the Puritan side is very unreliable.
We're going to have to stop there because it's just very, very loud.